that this song was actually written in 1960 by one of the members of the Highwaymen, but that's folk music. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael's boat is a music boat, hallelujah. Michael's crew is a singing crew, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Sister help to trim the sail, hallelujah. Sister help to trim the sail, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Let's sing it one more time. Hey, Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah.
Modern Folk Quartet. And Jordan's River and Bob Gibson and Michael row the boat ashore before that. Thanks for being with us. I hope you're enjoying the new slbradio.org. Haven't been there? It's easier than ever to listen live as well as to our 24/7 stream featuring past live performances. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Paper that will certify the date of your birth, and the day you die they sign another just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper there is the truth that is so hard to find, and the story of your life is written. But you must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you lead before you look. But those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. Just be careful and take your time. And the chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more, it is wise to stop and consider how many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines. How many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines.
Steve Goodman, a great song here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And great company. Thank you for being along with us today. Our crossword puzzle of the air is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Momentarily.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage is production of And Then They Came For Me, Remembering the World of Anne Frank, takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side from March 1st through the 10th, as part of Prime Stage's 17th season of Courage and Discovery. More details are available at primestage.com.
Our Youth Media Center is open at least 5 days a week, and you can learn about opportunities, special workshops, open studios, all free and all for teens, ymc.slbradio.org. is the place to go for details, ymc.slbradio.org. Program note, next week, Ricky and I are taking a vacation in our place. Will be a Saturday Light Brigade from 2011. You'll get to hear an encore broadcast of that program across our network, with the exception of WRCT, which will be running its annual massive music weekend featuring half-hour blocks from its massive library, one of the largest radio station vinyl libraries in the country, truly. We'll be back as usual after that on March 2nd. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. This week, our crossword puzzle of the air needs your help in finding a seven-letter word. We are looking for a seven-letter word, and the clue is contains no corners. Contains no corners. The fifth letter is N, as in Nightingale, and the sixth letter is D, as in Dalmatian. Contains no corners is the clue. The fifth letter, N as in Nightingale, and the sixth letter is D as in Dalmatian. Seven letters altogether. If you know, let it show. 412-200-5975-1888-752-7234. Or you can interact live by going to slbradio.org/radio. Kathy Mattea now, from her album Calling Me Home.
I remember the year that my granddad died, gonna rise again. They dug his grave on the mountainside, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands. Gonna rise again. Well, it's corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gonna rise again. It's ham in the smokehouse and cotton in the gin. Gonna rise again. It's cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the living he got. Gonna rise again. Trees on the mountainside, gonna rise again. He planted seeds just before he died, gonna rise again. I guess he knew that he'd never see red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted the seeds for his children and me. Gonna rise again. High on the ridge above the farm, gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone on, gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut him down, but the new wood springs from the roots in the ground. Gonna rise again, gonna rise again. Thank you.
tucked behind the tracks, and the textile factory. There's a grassy meadow, spotted with some trees. We love and play and plant there. Old and young soak up the sun, but the justify the gun. Three circles in the circle have been planted. You can see them from the rooftops all around. They're a symbol that this place will stand protected. Lies of pride. Bye.
Molly Tuttle from 2017, a tune called Rise. And Kathy Mattea from her latest album, Calling Me Home. And gonna rise again. I think it would be a capital idea if I gave you another opportunity to solve this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. We've had a lot of guesses of rounded. The answer is not rounded, although I can see why it would seem so. Rounded is a seven-letter word with an N and a D right next door to one another, like our answer does. But in this case, the N and the D have to be in the fifth and sixth position, just before the last letter of the word. And in the case of rounded, it's the fourth and fifth positions, which is not correct. Bub and Freedom just got it correct, and Rich and Freeport just got the right answer as well. 412-200-5975. Hello to Russ in King, North Carolina, and to Mark and Mary Jean in Irwin. Once again, the word we're looking for is seven letters long. The clue is contains no corners. The fifth letter is N. The sixth letter is D. And the number is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You also can reach us by using the new interactive or interact live feature. That's what it's called. At slbradio.org/radio. And Stuart just used that feature and he came up with the correct answer. Good morning to Body up on Observatory Hill. Body just got the correct answer. Bonnie, nice to have you with us as always. Might be scratching your dome a little bit, trying to come up with the word that it is that we are looking for. Russ, I'm going to answer a message you just sent us on the radio. You mentioned missing the puzzle section on the old website. We will be adding that back. In fact, we hope to add an even better version of that. That's something we will be adding back, rest assured. Meanwhile, you can find our puzzles on Facebook in real time at SLB Radio. But the website puzzles will be back soon. So a few correct answers. Good morning to Bill in Homer City, who guessed radius as the word. That's a good guess. Our answer does begin with the letter R. And Kathy, listening with Jack, just came up with the answer in Tionesta. And here comes Dan and Mercer. Good morning, Dan. You have the correct answer, too. Suddenly, it all begins to come together. We gave you the clue. Contains no corners. The fifth letter and the sixth letter D, we were looking for rotunda. Rotunda. If you came up with the correct answer, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Another chance to earn a charge coming up.
I got a little piece of me that I left here in this town. Every time I come back, I always have a little look around. Yeah, that little old chunk, a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Got a little piece of me I left here in this town. I've been coming here since 1971. I didn't get a lot of sleep back then, but I sure had fun. Oh, half a century come and gone. How much longer can this go on? Hey, I'm coming here since 1971. Do the math. But I'm eternal, you could say. I'm immortal, maybe for today. Oh, yes, I laugh, and certainly I've cried. And my future's been subsumed by my past. Every time I come back here, might be my last time here. One of these days I'll be gone. All that will be left is the song. My future's been subsumed. Of me that are strewn around the globe. Now, there's not much left, I'm lightening up my love. I leave a dollop here and a particle there, and I'm strip-teased down to my underwear. Hey, I got pieces of me strewn around the globe. And there's a dog that's barking in a room next door, as if to remind me I ain't got a whole lot more time left. Lost and found. Yeah, for that little old chunk, a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Hey, little piece of me I left in this town.
Albany, Atlanta, Tallahassee, Oklahoma City, Trenton, Nashville. Greer, Jackson, Carson City, Juneau, Denver, Raleigh, Austin, Boston.
Capital, just one city in every state where the governor and legislators stay on the way. Got the name, got the fame, the political way. Hey,
oh, 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 oh.
Capital,
I'm a
Providence, Topeka, Santa Fe, Indiana, St. Paul, Jefferson City, Honolulu, Baton Rouge, Harrisburg, Columbia, Augusta, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Salem, Madison, Cheyenne, I'm thinking Lincoln.
Capital, just one city in every state where the shiny politicians contemplate our fate. Taking name, making claims in the friendly debate. Hey,
is the group that you might remember from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. With a tune called Capital. Loudon Wainwright III did Little Piece of Me. Before that, good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. Your request will be coming up shortly. It's so easy to listen online now at slbradio.org. You'll find a link right on the front page. If you want to dig deeper, you can as well. If you have any trouble navigating our new website, please let us know. We want to do all we can to make sure it's working well. We still have a few bugs here and there that we're working on. But there may be some, I'm sure there are some that we're unaware of. It's only about 13 days old. So please feel free to share your thoughts with us as you work through it.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice, through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives. Together, we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at pittsburghpenguinsfoundation.org.
A quick program note, next week we have the Best of SLB. Ricky and I will be taking a bit of a break, and we also will be preempted on WRCT for its annual Massive Music Weekend. Coincidence? Perhaps. You'll hear SLB online and on all of our other radio stations and streaming services. And we'll be back on March 2nd. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Rick and Georgette's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. On a great group of community radio stations and slbradio.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, solid steel from a Keysport down. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, it's Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio, they've joined up in the CIO. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. What did Jones and Lachlan steal Pittsburgh? What did Jones and Lachlan steal Pittsburgh? Hey, what did Jones and Lachlan steal up and down the river as far as you can see? Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town, smoky old town, steel on top, coal in the ground. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh.
Joe Glazer at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's from an album called Songs of Steel and Struggle. And our High Clue is coming up in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Photo Contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
In case you missed any of last week's features, including Reading Ready Pittsburgh's new free children's bookstore in Homestead, Write Pittsburgh Teen Programs, playwright Melanie Taylor, members of the Phipps Conservatory Youth Climate Advocacy Committee, winners of Prime Stage Theater's 4th Annual Drama Awards, and singer-songwriter Ben Getkin and friends. You can find them all in our new on-demand catalog at slbradio.org/catalog. Now, it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to offer our High Clue to you. Ricky, have you audited the High Clue? Check, she says. These two items use 42 dots in total to make 2 through 12. Once again, these two items use 42 dots in total to make 2 through 12. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234 if you would like to take a guess. I hope you will. These two items use 42 dots in total. Oh, let me do that more haiku style. These two items use 42 dots in total to make 2 through 12. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Phil Ledbetter now in the All Stars of Bluegrass.
Once upon a time, there was tomorrow, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. The dreams that we shared,
the dreams that we shared,
have all been forgotten, for they were yesterday's, and yesterday's gone. You once wore my name and stood here beside me, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. You gave me your heart,
you gave me your heart,
and loved me so sweetly. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. I can see now where I took your love for granted. I can see now all the time I've done you so wrong. I thought I knew the things in life I wanted, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
All the the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Daughter of the Grand Republic and the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. A people all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Mississippi Queen. And Phil Ledbetter with the All-Stars of Bluegrass and Yesterday's Gone. I was listening to a little bit of that song last week. It was requested by Rick in North Carolina. And as I listened to the chorus, I said, oh, this is a cover of Chad and Jeremy's song. And Rick had specifically told me the version of the song he was looking for was not a cover of that song, although it shared its name. But it sure sounds like it, doesn't it? It's almost like he folk processed the Chad and Jeremy song a bit, but it's a different song in its own right. Phil Ledbetter, thanks for your request and for your patience in having me find it. Here is the haiku again. We've had a few correct answers. These two items use 42 dots in total to make 2 through 12. Do you have any idea? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. We've had some interesting guesses. Tom and McCandless, who I think is going to join us in a minute, his first guess was binary code. Kathy also thought of binary. Bill in Homer City thought it might be dominoes. Dan and Mercer was able to come up with the correct answer. And Larry and Vanessa, good morning to you. They got the correct answer. and just referenced a Biff Rose song. Here's a correct answer from Russ in Kangan, North Carolina, and from Mike and Mars. Kathy and Jack also thought of Morse code. And Tom is going to present the correct answer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I guess my third guess was the charm. Because I first had binary code, then I thought of dominoes, and then finally I thought of dice.
Dice, indeed, a pair of dice. And there are 21 dots on each die. When you add up each of the faces and the two together, have 42 dots. And when rolled, you can go all the way from snake eyes up to boxcars, from 2 to 12.
Do they use dice in Monopoly? I haven't played Monopoly in
they
so
do.
Long, I can't
remember. They okay. do. Or they could use a random number generator on your phone. I'm sure there's electronic dice available, too. But dice, indeed, are used.
Yeah, that made me think of how many games, because I think the only time I've used dice is in some kind of a game that comes with dice.
Well, that and, Yahtzee were dice, was what it was all about. Dice was the game, and in casinos, there's all sorts of nicknames for what you roll. I mentioned boxcars, sometimes also called midnight. And snake eyes yeah. is another one.
Well, what's midnight?
Midnight is just another nickname for double sixes that can also be called midnight in addition to boxcars. A five and a six together is called Yo-leven. Or simply
actually,
yo.
I can see the midnight one because 12 midnight.
Yes, that's got to be where that comes from.
But what about boxcar?
Boxcar, I guess they kind of look like boxcars if you put two together so that the dots are rows parallel to the table. It might kind of look like boxcars. Two twos is a hard four. A three and a one is an easy four, I guess, because they're, you know, it's another way to get it. An easy six is, let's see, a five and a one or a four and a two, but a three and a three would be a hard six. There's lots of nicknames for these that I never knew until I...
Well, now I figured out boxcar. Because the boxcar... It means the dice are loaded.
Oh, that makes sense. I think you're right. Loaded with dots. They're,
right.
They're, that, actually, that's better than my explanation, I think.
Yeah. Every time I think of dice, I think of the movie The Cincinnati Kid. Didn't they play dice in Cincinnati Kid?
I think so.
I just remember people up against the wall or something like that, and they throw dice. You know, against the wall and gamble, I guess.
Yeah, Jim points out they're essential in backgammon, and John in Economy Borough had the correct answer. And they are an essential backgammon, hardly an accessory, a very important item to have. But
yeah, have you played backgammon?
I have. I used to really love backgammon. It's been a while. Backgammon and cribbage It's funny, those games go through cycles where they get very popular. I used to love playing both of them.
Yeah, because I remember when you got a checkerboard, the backgammon was always on the other side.
Oh, yes. Yes,
it was. My friends would always say, oh, that's too hard. Nobody could figure out how to do it. I don't know. I've never played it.
I forgot about that. It's kind of like the dartboard, that the other side of it is always that bizarro baseball game that you play with darts. That me and my brothers used to play that game, but I don't think we played using any rules whatsoever.
Or maybe backgammon was for adults. Maybe my parents, maybe that's what happened. And I said, what's that for? That's for adults.
I think we used to color on the backgammon side of it, if I remember correctly. Tom, thanks for calling.
Okay, see ya, bye.
Bye-bye, and congratulations to you if you were able to come up with dice. That's what we were looking for. Let me repeat the haiku. Just in case you missed it, then we're going to talk with Lynette Garland about a special event coming up with the Pittsburgh Savoyards. Our haiku: these two items use 42 dots in total. If you add 1 through 6 on each die, you'll get 21. They add to 42 together to make 2 through 12. Those are the numbers that are possible when you roll the dice. Now we welcome Lynette Garland from the Pittsburgh Savoyards. Hey, Lynette, how are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm good.
Happy to have you here. And you've got an event happening on the 29th, Leap Day, through the 2nd, Thursday through Saturday, Paradox Pirate Party, a leap year birthday benefit. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this story concerns Frederick from the Pirates of Penzance, who was apprenticed to a group of pirates until he reaches his 21st birthday. And when he reaches his 21st year, he thinks he's done and released from being a pirate, which makes him really happy. But then the Pirate King comes back later and says, oh, you were born on the 29th of February, and you only have a birthday every 4 years, and so you're not 21, you're 5 1/4. And that's the paradox of the show, or one of them anyway, that the major one, I think, that is he 21 or not?
Oh, what a great premise for a show. And this will benefit the Pittsburgh Savoyards. And the show is in Bellevue at your home theater, right?
It is at 523 Lincoln Avenue, right in the heart of Bellevue. And we've got this great show lined up with lots of Gilbert and Sullivan singing from the Pirates of Penzance. We've got games and contests and a lot of songs of the sea shanties, some sea shanty Mad Libs, pirate treasure hunt, you name it, we got it.
I wanted to do sea shanty Mad Libs. I could already think of yo-ho-ho and a bottle of whatever you filled in.
Exactly.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
I think it'll be great. You know, on actually February 29th, we're also having a pirate ship cake that's being made by my friend Bill at the Ultimate Pastry Shop in Sewickley, who makes these incredible 3D huge cake ship cakes for me. And they're really good, too.
Mm.
And then Friday, we're handing out pirate hats. And then Saturday, pirate swords, but nothing metal, of course.
Nothing metal.
No.
You sign a little waiver before you get your sword.
Yeah, just to have fun. You know? I mean, this is all about having fun.
Well, this sounds like fun. So the 29th, Leap Day evening, then the 1st of March and the 2nd of March, all at 7:30, right on Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. You'll find the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts headquarters there. And it's a Paradox Pirate Party, a leap year birthday benefit. You're making me want to stop by if I can. I hope I might be able to do that.
Well, that would be great, Larry. We'd love to see you.
For more details, simply go to their website, which is pittsburghsavoyards.org. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, we have a lot of really fun people that are involved in this, including our music director, Guy Rizzo. So there's a real wonderful, classy group of singers that'll be there, and it'll be really fun. And you can sing along on your favorites.
Sounds,
and sea shanties as well, so it'd be nice.
Sounds fun. It sounds like a great way to meet people, interact, and simply have a good time. Thanks, Lynette, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Okay, thanks so much, Larry.
Take care. PittsburghSavoyArts.org for additional details. Mike and Mars is on the cutting edge of games. He's involved, and he mentions that cribbage and backgammon are still quite popular. When you roll a 2 and a 4, that's called a lumber number, according to the book I'm looking at right now, and that would be 2 by 4, the lumber number, right? Oh, this is great. 2 threes is called a Brooklyn forest because it's a pair of trees. Well done again if you came up with dice for our high clue answer. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound visits next hour.
Thank you.
Susan also got the correct answer to our high clue, as did Ralph, playing along on Facebook. And Michael, thank you for a pretty picture you took, which shows a tug pushing up a barge on the Mon near Monessen. What a pretty picture. Thank you for sending it to us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and the new easy-to-use slbradio.org/radio.
Lot of things, I know I've missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for 100 years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived 100 years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in 50 years. Five times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys. It's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip my hat and raise a toast to 50 years. Seem long, don't get me wrong, most y'all would agree. The fashions change, they change the game, and then the locks don't fit the key. There's nothing to be feared, my friend, no need to shed a tear. It's just, I never thought I'd last 50 years. I watched the same sun burn the sand, melt the mountain snow. I sailed the seas and felt the breeze that only sailors know. I played the king and seen many things that often bring a tear. You'll see a lot if you hang around for 50 years. 5 times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys. It's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I tip my hat and raise a toast to 50 years.